From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. 80 hostages held by Islamist gunmen were freed from a luxury hotel in Mali's capital Friday after militants who shouted Islamic phrases overtook the building. Officials say three of the 170 hostages were killed. Security sources say Malian special forces are moving floor by floor at the Radisson Blue in Bamako in hopes of rescuing the remaining hostages. U.S. special forces are reportedly helping in the rescue efforts. Reports said the gunmen released hostages who were able to recite the Quran. Katerina Hoya is reporting on the scene for VOA.
Well, I'm outside a hotel, standing by a military blockade. They obviously closed off all the roads leading up to the hotel.
That is reporter Katerina Hoye in Bamako. The European Union tightened control of its perimeter borders Friday in the aftermath of last week's deadly Paris attacks. The measures include new checks on the passage of Europeans returning to the formerly passport-free zone. European Justice and Interior Ministers met in an emergency session in Brussels, looking for ways to control the external border of the 22 EU nations, plus non-EU Norway, Switzerland, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. Now the EU said the travelers will not only have their passports examined as they enter the bloc, but personal information will be compared with databases and an airline passenger name registry. Europe's passport-free zone has come under sharp scrutiny following the recent Paris attacks. This is VOA News. Following bilateral talks with U.S. President Barack Obama, Malaysia's prime minister vowed to work with the United States and like-minded countries to counter the narrative of jihadists. In the background of the two leaders' meeting, there was a reported but unconfirmed threat linked to the Islamic State group. More than 2,000 soldiers are stationed in Kuala Lumpur to protect the ASEAN summit meetings, and another 2,500 are on standby, according to Malaysia's army. Well, U.S. President Barack Obama has urged young people in Southeast Asia to reject violent extremism and embrace tolerance. Obama arrived in Kuala Lumpur Friday to join the leaders of the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and other world leaders at the second of a pair of annual summits. The president hosted a town hall meeting with young leaders from the region and told them the future is in their hands.
A lot of us have been thinking about the horrific attacks in Paris. And when you think about the terrible vision of those who carried out those attacks, and you contrast that with the young people who are represented here, who are building things and helping each other and creating businesses and opportunities for themselves and for others. And when you think about the incredible potential of ASEAN as a place of religious diversity and ethnic diversity, you can set an example.
That was President Obama. Gunmen in Mali apparently are no longer holding any more hostages. That just in concerning that hostage development in Mali. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country's spy Jonathan Pollard was released on parole Friday after spending 30 years in a U.S. jail. Pollard, a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst, was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified defense documents to Israel. Chinese state media say the country's security forces killed 28 terrorists during a weeks-long search for those who carried out a deadly attack at a coal mine in the country's ethnically divided Xinjiang region. The reports published Friday were the first official confirmation of the gruesome September 18th attack on the coal mine in Aksu Prefecture, which officials said killed 16 people, including five policemen. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.